Greetings, Christian friends. This is Dr. William R. Glaze coming to you with an update. We have been looking for 100 people to commit $25 a month for 1 year to support this program. We have had many people make that commitment, but we are still looking for others who want to partner with this ministry. If this program has been a blessing to you, would you prayerfully consider how you can help us? Remember, even if you cannot participate financially, prayer is always in order. Stay tuned, and our announcer will let you know how to contact us. God richly bless you.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. Today, Dr. Glaze will conclude The Bible as a Weapon from our series, Weapons of Our Warfare. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of The Bible as a Weapon.
Just think what it can do in your everyday life. If you live your life according to the Rhema of God. You remember when Jesus was betrayed by Judas in the garden, and they came to take Jesus, and Jesus spoke. Remember what happened? They fell back. Why? Because Jesus spoke with power. He spoke with authority. And when he spoke, his enemies fell backwards. That's the power of a Rhema. So when we think about that, and we look at the picture of a Rhema, the picture of a Rhema, turn to Matthew chapter 4. The picture of a Rhema. And we see here that Jesus is fasting, and he's just ended his fast for 40 days and 40 nights. And now he's in the wilderness, and the devil tests Jesus. And in this confrontation that Jesus has with the devil, we see three things about Rhemas. Three things about Rhemas. And the first thing that we see about a Rhema is that they are rooted in the Word of God. Look in verse 4. When Satan tempted Jesus in verse 4, but he answered and said, "It is written." In verse 7, Jesus said unto him, "It is written." In verse 10, then saith Jesus unto him, "Be gone, Satan, for it is written." Well, it is written. What is written? Jesus was going back to the book of Deuteronomy, and he was going back to the Word of God, and he was quoting verses to fight the spiritual battle. It is written. And so the Logos, or the Rhema, is rooted and grounded in the Word of God. There was a minister, and he just came to a church, and so happened on that Sunday, the Sunday school teacher was sick. So they asked him if he would go teach a group of boys. So he went down and began to teach these boys, and he thought that he would ask them a pretty simple question. And he said, "Who knocked down the walls of Jericho?" And the boys all denied knowing who did it. And they didn't know who did it. And so the pastor was a little concerned. He was a little troubled. So he went to the next deacon's meeting. Now, we don't have deacons at Bethany like this, praise God. But he went to the next deacon's meeting, and he said, "There's something that's bothering me." He said, "Y'all asked these young men if they knew who knocked down the walls of Jericho, and they didn't know." One of the deacons stood up and said, "Pastor, this seems to be troubling you." He said, "I've known these boys since they were born. I believe them." He said, "If they say they didn't knock it down and they don't know who knocked it down, then I believe them. And we just need to get some money out of the building fund and rebuild the walls." These deacons didn't know their Bible. They didn't know their Bible. So how can you get a Rhema if you're not in the Word of God. If you're not reading the Word of God, you're not going to be able to get a rhema. You have to first and foremost have your heart rooted and grounded in God's Word. And the second thing we see about a rhema is that not only is it rooted and grounded in the Word, but now it's directed at a specific situation. And I'm going to say a little bit more about this on another point. But just look at the Word of God as we look at it. Verse 3. It was directed at what? Satan said in verse 3, and the tempter came to him and said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. And what did Jesus do? Jesus came back with the Word of God. He said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. Jesus attacked with Scripture the specific situation that Satan hit him with. And you know what? Satan is hitting God's people with all kind of issues and all kind of situations. And we are out here trying to fight it in our own strength. And you know what? God has given you a weapon to fight it with. And you need to fight it with the Bible, the weapon that God has given you. Look at the next thing. He gets on Jesus and tempts him and tells him in verse 5, then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on the pinnacle of the temple and saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. Now Satan is, see, this is why, you know, even Satan can quote Scripture. So it don't mean anything to quote. You know, somebody say, well, you know, I quoted the verse. Well, the devil quotes verses too. And so the devil quoted the verse, but he quoted it wrong. All right. And he said, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against the stone. So Jesus said, it is written, thou shalt not put the Lord thy God to the test. So what did he do? Again, he attacked the area that Satan was coming at him from. He had a rhema. He fought fire with fire. If we're going to use the Bible as a weapon, we got to get into the Word and we got to combat the attacks with the Word. And then finally, verse 8 and 9. And again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And Satan was trying to offer Jesus something that Jesus already had. And he said unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. So Jesus didn't quote John 3:16, but it wasn't written at the time. But he didn't quote it. For God so loved the world that he didn't quote that. What did he do? He went specifically at the attack in verse 10. It is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. You've got to direct the Scripture specifically at the situation. And then point number 3. If you got a rhema, I'm going to tie this all together. If you've got a rhema, it has to be stated in trust and belief with power and authority. Jesus didn't say, well, you know, I believe it's somewhere back there in the Old Testament. He didn't say, well, you know, man, Satan, you know, you're pretty good, man. But, you know, somewhere back here that, you know, God said such and such. No, Jesus stood in trust and in faith and belief and said, it is written. He stood with authority before the devil. And if you don't stand with authority, you don't have a rhema. Now, let me move to this next point. Actually, let me go to the performance of a rhema. The performance of a rhema. Because this relates directly back to what I was just saying. When the devil hits you with poverty, you got to have a scripture to fight back and say, now again, what are the three things about a rhema that we learn from Jesus? It's rooted in the word of God that is said with power and is said with authority, and that it's directed specifically at the situation. The devil hits you with poverty. You hit him with Psalm 37:25. I've been young and I've been old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor seed begging bread. And when poverty comes, and again, you know, God is going to take care of you. And if you ever get in a situation where you feel like God is not going to take care of you, or you feel like your resources are winding down and becoming diminished, man, you got to get a rhema and you got to stand on that rhema. It's got to be rooted and grounded in your heart. When the devil hits you with discouragement, he said, why in Psalm 42? I'm going to hit him with Psalm 42:5. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Hope in God. See if you don't begin to see success in this battle. When the devil hits you with evil thoughts, hit him with Philippians 4:8. Whatsoever things are true, lovely, virtuous, of a good report. Man, hit him with those things. Again, you just can't come lackadaisical, but it has to be rooted and grounded in your heart. You got to believe it in your heart, and you got to stand firm in your heart. When the devil hits you with anger, you can hit him with Ephesians 4:26. Let not the sun go down on your anger. When he hits you with getting revenge on somebody, you got to get a rhema and say, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. When he hits you with a desire to gossip, oh, Lord. Some of y'all need to highlight this one. When he hits you with a desire to gossip, you've got to hit him with Psalm 141:3. Set a watch over my mouth, O Lord. Keep the doors of my lips. When the devil hits you with fear, you got to hit him with Psalm 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the Lord hit you with loneliness, you got to hit him with Proverbs 18:24. There's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. I'm never alone because God walks with me. When he hits you with temptation, you got to hit him with 1 Corinthians 10:13. There has no temptation taken you such as is common to man, but God is faithful, and he will with the temptation make a way to escape that you will be able to bear it. You got to get a rhema in your heart. When he hits you with illness, you got to hit him with Psalm 34 and verse 1, where it blesses God and it praises him. What are you going through now? Let me tell you something. Whatever you're going through now, if you don't have a rhema, you're not fighting with all. If you don't have a rhema, you're not fighting with all the weapons that God has given to you. Let's just stop for a moment. What are you dealing with? What crisis is in your life right now? And now let me ask you the next question. What Bible verse are you using to carry you through that crisis? Do you believe that the word of God is able to take you through this situation? Do you believe that God has something in his word to sustain you Or do you just feel like, oh, this is just something I got to go through? I got to go through. Man, you better get you a rhema. I don't know how many times rhemas have carried me through when I stood on the word of God, when people didn't understand, people had no idea, and you stood on the rhema. And that was when the dark times came and the light times came, and the evil times and the good times, that rhema will continue to take you through. It's like this little boy, somehow he ended up on a big rock out off of the shore, and the waves were beating, and the little boy held on to the rock, and the waves came over top of him, and the little boy held onto the rock until somebody eventually got out there to save him. And when they got him to the shore, they said, "Weren't you afraid? Weren't you nervous?" He said, "Yeah, I was afraid. Yeah, I was nervous." He said, "There was a couple times that I felt a little weak, but praise God, the rock didn't move." I'm telling you that if you get a rhema for whatever you're going through, the winds may blow, the breakers may dash, this rhema is going to anchor your soul. This rhema is going to hold things together in your life. Man, we started out a couple weeks ago talking about the weapons of our warfare. What are the weapons of our warfare? This is the first one that we look at. It's the Bible. There was a person that was shopping at Walmart, and they spotted a man that had an acronym on his shirt, and it said capital B, period, capital A, period, capital D, period. And they asked the man, "What does that stand for?" He said, "It stands for, can't you read? It stands for bad." He said, "Bad?" He said, "You mean that's all it stands for?" And the man said, "No." He said, "It stands for blessed and delivered." That blessed and delivered. When the enemy tries to attack you, tell him that I'm bad. When things don't go right on your job, be bad. When things don't look good in your marriage, be bad. When folks try to scandalize your name, be bad. When somebody gets with you and say they're having a bad day, you let them know, bless God, I'm having a bad day. Any person can stand before God when they're having a bad day. You need to get this in your spirit, that you've been blessed and delivered. That the word of God, the rhema that you have, holds your deliverance. And so I don't get people to do this often. You know I don't get people to do this often. And I don't ask people to do this often. And I hardly ask people to do this. But this time, I'm going to ask that you turn to your neighbor and say, "I'm bad." I'm bad. Blessed and delivered. When you got a rhema, you've been blessed and deliver. Let me move on. I know I skipped a point, but let me move on. Let me move on. Let's close with this. The pursuit of the rhema of God. The pursuit of the rhema of God. How can I get a rhema? As you pursue rhemas, there are two things that are critical in your pursuit. The first one is general. And let me just read this. Spend time in the Word of God daily in order to expose yourself to the written or the logos, the written expression, the logos, in order to receive a tailor-made expression, a rhema. The more you spend time, this is why, and I know people think that, oh, well, you got to say that because you're a pastor. But this is why you need to be in church. This is why you need to be in church. This is why you need to hear good sound teaching, you know, throughout the week. This is why you need to be in the Word of God. Because, you see, the more I expose myself to the Word of God, the more my bucket fills up. You know, and I've got all these things. Now, guess who's in the bucket? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is in the bucket. So now I come to church and I hear a message like this. That's why, you know, when I'm doing series, I give out notes, because I don't know how many people have told me, man, Pastor, you know, that I was able to go and review those notes because I wasn't able to get everything, you know, on that Sunday that you were saying. But when I went back and looked at those notes, it really helped me. I've had people say, man, I'm using them on my job for a Bible study. I said, praise God. I got Deacon Corbin. You use them with in the prison, right? Amen. Praise the Lord. So here's all these logos, right? That the more I expose myself to it, the more I fill up my bucket. And the more the Holy Spirit, now I'm going through a situation. Now, in specific, whenever you are going through a specific situation, ask the Lord to give you a rhema, a Bible verse or passage that relates to that situation. When the Lord gives you that rhema, that verse for your situation, if I was you, this is what I would do. I would go study that verse. I would understand what that verse means. I would try to get the background. What did the author say when he wrote it? Who did he write it to? What did he mean? I would look at words that I didn't understand. And you know what? Bless God. Bless God. Man, I would understand that verse. I would become a PhD in that verse. If you ask me anything about that verse, I could tell you, because I know this verse, that this is a rhema in my life. And this is what I'm standing on and what I'm going through. And I don't know, man. I tell you what, I'm just foolish enough to believe that if I'm going through something, that I need to seek God for something to carry me through. You know, I'm going to seek him in prayer. I'm going to be coming before him in prayer. But I need God. I need you to give me something from your word. You know, Jeremiah asked the question, is there a word from the Lord? Is there a word from the Lord? If I was going through a situation that was troubling me, if I was going through a crisis, I would look up to heaven and say, is there a word from the Lord? And when God gave it to me, I would examine that word and explore that word and let that word saturate my soul. And I would hold on to that, and I would stand on that, and I would believe that, and I would trust God for that. And you know, when you do that, you know what that is? That's a rhema. That's a rhema. The written word of God being activated and coming alive in your heart. I'm not saying you're not going to have problems. I'm not saying you're not going to have trials and tribulation, but you're going to have something to take you through. Amen. I'm going to ask that the musicians and Dr. Jones would come. And we're going to sing a song. And the title of the song is Standing on the Promises. See, the problem is that too many people have been sitting on the premises. And you need to be standing on the promises.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the first half of Prayer as a Weapon from our series, Weapons of Our Warfare. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes of today's teaching, The Bible as a Weapon, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request The Bible as a Weapon. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request The Bible as a Weapon, or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can request the entire series, Weapons of Our Warfare. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. As we conclude today's broadcast, let me remind you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in Jesus.